Welcome to the DFW Perspective on 94.9 KLTY, your source for news and events covering current affairs across North Texas. Here's your host, Starlene Stringer.
Well, good morning and welcome to DFW Perspective with Starlene Stringer. It's going to be another great show, one that's very informative, and that's why I love doing these each and every week because we always have special guests, some who return, some who are from organizations we know and recognize and love, and then others who are here to tell us about new things and guests we've never had on the show before, like today. Our special guest is Anna Palmer, and she's the teen ambassador for Hope with the Texas Advocacy Project. So I am so excited to have her here to tell us about what she's doing and how we can help her out. Thanks for being here, Anna.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you are so welcome. Now, people listening right now are like, okay, she is working as the teen ambassador for an organization. It's a nonprofit that provides support for victims of abuse. So this is really a big deal. You're really helping a lot of people in their time of crisis and need. And before we go into detail with that, Anna, I would love for you to just tell everyone about the organization you represent.
So Texas Advocacy Project is a nonprofit organization that provides free legal services to people who are victims of abuse. But that's not their only goal. Yes, they would love to help and reach out in those ways, but they also have different sections where they can help you through via counseling and things of that nature. The biggest part is the outreach, and that's what I'm a part of. We try our hardest to get the word out to stop abuse in its tracks before it gets to the point where legal services are needed.
I love that you're doing this. I'm sad that there's a need for it, but what would we do if we didn't have great people like you and young people stepping up to make a difference? I've got to ask, before you tell us more about the Texas Advocacy Project, can you tell us a little bit more about you? Why did you want to get involved and help out?
I have always had a passion for helping others, and my student council sponsor at my school sent me an email, and she said, "Anna, you should really look into doing this because I know that you love to speak out about projects like this." So I got to reading and I looked on the website and I saw what their mission statement was and what they were about. And I said, "I can't help myself. This is something I have to be a part of. This is something that I want to be passionate about and that I want to help others." I've seen this problem so much in the high school setting, which is so sad, but it's shown me that if we never speak up and if there's nothing ever going to be done, then this is going to continue on for future generations. And for me, that's not okay.
Not okay at all. Anna, you've got to tell us, what school do you attend? Because we definitely want to shout out to that teacher who got you involved.
I attend Roy City High School, and Miss Leah Vose got me involved. And I am so thankful for her. So.
And we are too. How long have you been doing this?
This year is actually my first year. Teen Ambassadors is a program for 13 to 19-year-olds. So I'm 17, and I just found out about it. So this is my very first year doing it, and I've been involved in their spring campaign, which is how they do their teen ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
You apply in February, and then they get you all involved in March and have different sessions with the admin of this group. And you learn so much and you run a fundraiser. And so that's what I've been doing. And this is my very first year.
I mean, you sure can't tell. It sounds like you've been doing this for many years. And it sounds like you will be doing it for many years to come, just truly helping out and making a difference. Okay, so let's get back to learning more about the Texas Advocacy Project and what the organization's doing. We've talked about how they help people who have been abused, abuse victims. And I'm so sad to report that there have been so many organizations who've contacted us saying that there's been an increase in abuse during the pandemic. Have y'all found that to be true as well?
Yes, ma'am. In one of our training sessions, we talked about this. The numbers aren't quite in to support it with any statistics yet, but there has definitely been an increase of people who are originally weren't reporting it because they weren't always with their abusers. But then when you go into quarantine and you're stuck in the house with whoever it might be that's mentally, emotionally, physically abusing you, it's going to get worse when you're spending day after day, month after month, closed into a trap space. It's almost like a cage. And it's terrifying to see and to talk about and to hear about, but it's definitely something that has been affecting people's lives in this past year
So do you know the signs and symptoms that people can look for? I'm sure you guys probably in training have learned a bit so that we can be on the lookout too.
So symptoms and signs are going to be different for each person, but there are different ways that each person can show that. Some people are going to be drawn away and look to, like, crawl back in a turtle shell or just kind of seclude themselves from those around them. That's especially true if their abuser is very controlling. You can also see them have different responses. There's flight and there's fight. And usually it's hard to spot. And the thing about this is that it's something so personal that many victims are very good at hiding it.
Mm-hmm.
So the main signs are just to look out for anyone who doesn't make eye contact, who's very secluded, who might just have that like vibe to mm-hmm. them where you feel like something is going on, but they're going to tell you that everything is fine.
Wow. Yeah. And there's a lot of people who are that way, a lot of hurting people right now. And Anna, I've got to ask, so by you getting involved and other young people, do you think that you're able to better reach out to your peers? Because people are abused of all ages. And is that why the program exists, to get teens involved?
Yes, ma'am. So what we have found out is that there's actually more dating violence in teenagers than in adults.
Wow.
And that 1 in 3 children of all ages will have experienced abuse in their lifetime, and like the lifetime that they have lived so far. And through this training and getting connected with Texas Advocacy Project, I have been able to help many people at my school just reach out and give them a conversation or tell them that I'm there or talk about the organization and just help them to reach out and get the help that they need and that they deserve.
Wonderful.
But not only that, people who aren't victims uh-huh. of this at my school are now aware that there is an issue here. I've had the privilege of talking to multiple of my classmates, mm-hmm. showing them videos or giving them resources so that they can also help. So,
that's good. Sometimes it's just awareness, because I think sometimes people don't even realize they're being abused. Like, because I heard you mention there's different types of abuse, and some people believe that, oh, abuse is when you have physical scars or you've, you know, got cuts or you've got bruises. But sometimes it's verbal abuse, and sometimes the abuse, it's just different ways. It's not always something you can see and spot, but for the person who's enduring it, it feels just as bad. It's still very painful.
Yes, ma'am. Mental and emotional abuse is something that often gets overlooked, and that's a sad truth. What we have to realize and be aware of is that in today's day and age, people might not wear scars on the outside, but they carry around baggage on the inside.
True.
That is so toiling on them.
It's so true. To hear you say it and be such a young person is just wonderful. Like, again, I said, it's sad that there's even the need to have this conversation with you, but I'm glad that you're there to help your peers and others in need when they are needed. Now, something that's different in your age as you grow up than we had, you know, coming up at my age, social media wasn't as big as it is now, but these days, everyone's on social media, and that's another way that people can be abused, right?
Yes, ma'am. Cyberbullying has been an increased problem, and that's a type of mental and emotional abuse that oftentimes we talk about, but we brush over, and it's definitely not okay. Social media is there, and it's a positive outlet for some people, but when it is turned into a negative outlet for others who want to tear someone down, it becomes such a problem that needs to be addressed in every aspect of our lives. And we have to be aware that words can hurt just as much as physically hurting someone.
Definitely. And I've got to ask you, so you're speaking with us today, and as a teen spokesperson, you're working with the advocacy group, you are actually spreading the word, letting people know there's help available, and you are letting young people and people of all ages know that. So I've got to ask, in addition to speaking with us and talking with our audience, what else do you do?
I have a small social media presence. My family has decided that social media is something for when I am older.
Okay.
But I have been posting on my parents' social media page, but also Texas Advocacy has lots of different social media. So if you wanted to follow them on Instagram or Facebook, it's at Texas Advocacy Project. And then on Twitter, it's at TXADV Project. And I encourage you that if you have that outlet of social media, go to the page and see what people are posting about it. Our hashtag is hashtag hope, not fear. And many other teen ambassadors like me have been posting on social media, spreading the word, trying to get out there and have a voice and have this outreach for others to want the same thing. So if you follow that and look at that, there are definite resources there. You can also visit the website. TexasAdvocacyProject.org is a wonderful place with many, many resources for anyone who is being abused or has a friend that's being abused or knows of something that's happening. It's also a great place to get in touch with people who can help you get involved with the program.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You are just a wealth of knowledge. I love it. You're doing an amazing job. We're talking with Anna Palmer. She is a teen ambassador of hope with the Texas Advocacy Project, and they are really just spreading awareness about abuse, and hopefully through their actions, we're able to put an end to it. It takes one person at a time just getting there, getting their word out, and letting people know that help is available. Anna, you are doing a great job of spreading that message, and we thank you for being our special guest.
Thank you so much for having me. Having this opportunity to have this outreach has been such a blessing, and I hope that it's touched so many lives.
You're so welcome. We appreciate you being here, and you have touched more lives than you know at such a young age, and I'm sure there's more to come from you that's going to be great. Anna Palmer is our special guest. We thank her for being here today, and we thank you for listening to DFW Perspective with Starlene Stringer. Have a blessed week.